I'm Marty Michelson, WUWM News. President Trump visited Kenosha on Tuesday and surveyed the damage to businesses that resulted in unrest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Trump also held a roundtable discussion with business leaders and law enforcement officials and said the federal government will help the community recover. Trump says his administration will provide $1 million to local law enforcement and $4 million to small businesses.
This is going to heal very quickly. We're going to help them from an economic standpoint, and we're going to make a contribution to your law and to what we call law and order. Some people think those are two terrible words, law and order, and they're not terrible at all. They're beautiful. They have to be used judiciously. They have to be used properly.
While the president was speaking, the family of Jacob Blake held a community event designed to help the city heal. It was held in front of the house where Blake was shot and featured a cookout, voter registration, and free haircuts. Jacob Blake's uncle, Justin Blake, called on Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden to do something about racial inequity if elected.
We want legislation, we want bills, and we want laws that are going to address and help African Americans.
Blake also called for an indictment of the officer who shot his nephew. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.